It is now an annual tradition. On the days leading to August 6th and 9th, activists concerned by the state of militarization in the world organize vigils and gatherings to learn and strategize on stopping nuclear madness. The Philadelphia meeting of the American Friends Service Committee this year was honored to receive two hibakushas. The Japanese survivors spoke about their own experience of the days following the bombings. Mr. Harada described his witnessing the slow death of his baby brother.
And Hiroshima became just nothing but ashes in just one blast. 140,000 people in just one moment are killed. And for the last 59 years, even the survivors have been suffering not only physically, but also mentally. It's not only the blast, but the radiation effect comes into you, and that damages every cell, every second. You become dehumanized. Human intelligence created nuclear bomb. At the same time, we must have the intelligence to be able to eliminate all the nuclear bombs which can destroy everyone on Earth.
Dr. Linda Chance is a professor of Japanese studies at the University of Pennsylvania. There were many massacres of civilians in World War II, she says. However,
the dropping of the atomic bomb in Hiroshima was a profoundly different event. At 7:31 a.m., the all clear sounded, and at 8:15, the gods looked away.
As an educator, she notes that Americans are poor students of history. The hibakushas want to tell their experience to the next generations so that the same mistakes may not be repeated.
What I would like to particularly bring to your attention is the survivors that you're hearing from today are very brave individuals who had to deal with a great deal of discrimination in their own country and who also had to find words for what was utterly unspeakable, find images for that which was completely unprecedented and unknowable.
John Burroughs is the executive director of the Lawyers Committee on Nuclear War. The nuclear bombings of Japan, he said, did not end the war. In many ways, the nuclear war is now into its 59th year. The pretext for the attack on Iraq was weapons of mass destruction, and the Bush administration has swept aside basic international laws by postulating that the mere suspicion that your enemy may think of building a nuclear weapon is enough to unleash the massive destruction of a country.
The Bush administration went ahead with the war on the ground that Iraq had not made the strategic decision to disarm. This was completely and clearly contrary to United Nations Charter rules on use of force. It was a use of a doctrine of preemptive war, which is very dangerous for future stability and security. The one thing you really need to know is the United States is maintaining large nuclear forces and intends to do so for decades at least to come, and that the policy of the United States is not disarmament. The policy is rather what is politely called deterrence, that is, having the ability on an ongoing basis to project a nuclear threat.
So Dr. Chance has this to say about the way to educate oneself and others.
People who talk about war on terrorism or talk about militarization constantly help to form a world in which that is what's important and that's the way people think and that's how they look at the past as well as the present and the future, unfortunately. So I believe it has to then be in the hands of each individual to take responsibility. We do have a tradition of that somewhere in the United States, I hope, although I don't see enough of it these days.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen from Philadelphia.